4 CBA Mobile. NGU.
CBA, KN4 UBG.
See, I got Dr. Phil and I got Kevin. Man, oh man. Go ahead there, doctor.
Oh, I'm almost home. I just thought I'd say hello. Kevin, where have you been, man?
Drop a tower in the ground is what I'm hoping to do. Trying to get some stuff moved around the backyard. I got a tree to get cut down, and it seems like every time I get ready to cut it, it starts raining.
Yeah, you're kind of fading in and out, but I wondered how your tower was going. You were supposed to call a bunch of us now if you need some help.
Well, I will as soon as I get ready to put it in the ground. I'll call y'all up and let y'all know.
Been borrowed for a while. I think it's called a yellow stick for towers. You know what I'm talking about.
Roger. Yeah, that. Hopefully I'll be able to get that thing put up and get it started out of the ground. You know, I'm hoping to get the first three sticks put together before actually get everybody over. That way, it'd give me time to get my turnbuckles. I got two turnbuckles now, and I went to look for big turnbuckles, man, but believe it or not, everywhere I have been, they have 3/8 turnbuckles, but they do not have the big turnbuckles that anything rated over 320 pounds. I have a 5/16 turnbuckle that is about 12 to 14 inches long after you open it up. And it's 5/16 thread, I believe. That's the best one I found yet.
Did you say you knew what a yellow stick was?
No, I didn't. I didn't really quietly hear you. I had four or five people in my ear.
Well, it's a thing you can put on a Ron 25 or most any of the Ron products, or Ron. And it either bends a leg apart just a little bit or in just a little bit in case you have trouble seating them, putting them together. And I don't own one. They're about $180. But, man, it really makes it easy. You got anything to do that in case your tower doesn't fit just perfectly?
No, I don't really. The only thing I have is a piece of pipe to kind of slide over the leg and kind of pull them back. I was told to lay them out on the back of a trailer if they all fit perfect and make sure they go into the sockets right. And if they don't, go ahead and adjust them on the ground before I get them in the air.
Well, carry on with David, and I got to go in here and get some stuff in the house for my wife. And y'all have a good day. It's good to hear both of you. And let us know now, Kevin, when we can help get that thing up. You too, David. We got to get you back on the air.
I know. All right. Well, I'm backing in the driveway here, Kevin. So I guess I'm gonna leave it with you. Good talk to you, Phil, and Kevin. You take care, and I'll clear out of here after your final KB4 CPA.
David, well, you have a good one out that way, and I just heard you throw the call sign out there. I was going to tell you, I got your voicemail the other day. It finally showed up on my phone. I don't know why, but my phone's been acting crazy. It's been in some type of stage where it's wanting me to give my update of, I guess, whoever the phone server is. And finally, I got it the other day. It showed up on my voicemails. And that's why I never did call you back, if you was wondering why, when you said you had a question for me.
I've already forgot what that was.
Something to do with that, the ICOM 2730A. It was right about the time that one showed up at your house. I think it was the day after you got it. You said you showed up and it was at home that day, and you was testing it out when you put it in the thing, but I think you probably already done got it now. It's probably something to do with the programming, because I think you got the programming cable and all for it and got it back up and running. But so I was just going to let you know I did get it, but now my phone's back to acting like it's supposed to, or it's supposed to be acting like it's supposed to. So we'll wait and see, but I'll say 73 to you while I have you, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. I got a little grandbaby sitting here in my hand now, so about, ain't too much bigger than my hand.
Well, I got two of my grandsons inside with their grandma, so but I think they're getting ready to leave. I think their mom's coming in a minute to pick them up. I got to take a shower. I've been playing tennis. It's a tournament today. But anyway, good to talk to you, and you take care. Yeah, I got everything programmed and got it in the car. It's working good. 73 is KV4CBA.
2SST. On SK2SST.
DKN or UBG, Kevin.
Track the supply for those turnbuckles. They have a bunch of them. I don't know what sizes they have, but they have a bunch of them.
Well, believe it or not, that's where I actually found it at. But out of all the big ones they had, they have a half inch, they have a 3/8, they had the 5/16. The 5/16 is the actual one that I found that's rated for 10,040 pounds.
I was a little too late. You got there before I did.
I made it there before you told me, but yeah, I went to five different places trying to find them. Went to Harbor Freight, thought they might have something. Harbor Freight didn't have nothing. I'm talking about nothing to do with cable, anything. And, well, I went to Home Depot. I tried to find it at Home Depot. Well, come to find it out, Home Depot, they really didn't have anything. Lowe's didn't have anything. They had some turnbuckles, but everything they had was same way as Tractor Supply. All the great big ones was rated for 320 pounds. And I was told that these have to be rated for at least 600 pounds each on the legs. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to put that much on them, but they got to be rated for at least 600 pounds each.
Domestic or made from China. A lot of the Chinese steel isn't worth 2 cents.
It's really hard to find anything without it being like in China or somewhere like that. I mean, it's, you know, it makes it hard to find anything. Which, you know, I mean, you can find it on the websites online, but they want so much for the stuff, man. Just for the guide cables and everything for the tower, I mean, I got $750 or $780 in my tower or something like that. And I think just for the cables, turnbuckles, and tie downs that originally supposed to go with that tower is over $1,000. You know, that's just for, you know, half the tie down stuff. Because they're going to be like four cables on the whole tower. It's going to be 30, 60, 90, 120. And, for all that, I think it's like $1,600, $1,700 just to get all that. And I was like, no, I ain't going that route.
Python, so you can get into a cheap hobby. You can talk to people around the world for free. Just a couple things you have to buy. Well, I won't keep you because you said you were going in the house. Name is Ronnie, and I'm in Hendersonville.
I usually come up into Hendersonville every once in a while when I was doing the door business. I say every once in a while. I was up in there all the time. I was up around Maggie Valley, Hendersonville, Asheville, west of Asheville, east of Asheville, north of Asheville. Back out around whatever that road is right there, Mills River. You get off on Mills River exit and head back toward, I forgot what that forest and all is out through there. We'd always go out in there and everywhere. I've been all over North Carolina. Yeah. Hendersonville's a pretty good place, man. I like it up in there. You know, I'm originally from the mountains myself. I moved down here 3 months into 99 from West Virginia. And I was really in the sticks. I was like up around what you see up around like Maggie Valley and all the big mountains when you drive through, you know. Kind of miss it. Down here, the only thing I have is about a 20-foot hump. And that's about it.
Keep you. If you get into Hendersonville on 7th Avenue, down the street from Lowe's, there's a junk store, big one. You're looking for stuff, and you're in Hendersonville. Wander through there. You may find some. It's not a. It's a junk store. It's not a. It's not radios. They got a little of everything, and if you're in Hendersonville, it's worthwhile wandering through there. They got all kinds of stuff.
Ride up and check it out one day. I'd ride up and check it out one day. I like getting down, driving around, looking at stuff, and, you know, I usually come up that way. I've been all the way up into, Pisgah National Forest or whatever, up in the top up there where Blue Ridge Parkway comes through the top of it. I've been all up in there. I think that's Highway 276 or something up there.
Road that goes up to there. I'm just outside of Hendersonville in Etowah. If you remember, it's 7th Avenue, or if you can remember Lowe's in Hendersonville, it's on that street. You go on that street, you go to one end, you're off it, you go to the other end, you're off it, so you can't drive forever. If you're on that street, you'll get to the junk store. Lowe's is at one end, and the junk store is like in the middle going towards the other end. Hey, have a pleasant day. It was nice talking to you. K2SST.
SST. And well, you have a good one up in Hendersonville, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KN4UBG, I'll say 73, and I'll be clear.
This is KN4RJN looking for a radio check.
For you, if you hear me, then it works. If you don't hear me, then it doesn't work.
Case, it must be working. Your location, sir?
Hendersonville in North Carolina.
I'd say it's working. Your voice sounds familiar. What was your name again, sir?
Ronnie, K2SST.
John down in Inman, KN4RJN. I just moved my antenna. I wanted to make sure I put it in a place where it could actually, you know, catch something, and apparently it can. So thank you very much, sir.
Well, full quiet.
Over here. And I'm all the way over here in Cross Anchor. Cross Anchor in the back side of Roebuck right here on 146. Sound like you're sitting in the car with me.
Hey, you. This is John.
Yeah, me, Kevin. KN4UBG.
For your call sign, but I knew your voice. And where are you at now?
Highway 26 and 146. Below, what's this gas station? The little hot spot, like a Hardee's hot spot, truck stop mall right here. And that's where I'm at right now.
I've been crackling in the background, but you're readable from there, so you may be getting close to power lines or something. KC4EZN, KN4RJM. Can4RJN, clear.